Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club. We read and challenge books to motivate us. Follow along as we uncover what may or may not work from these books, provide tools and resources for your goals, and interview people who have found a path to success through their reading. Join us to kick ass at achieving your goals faster and easier than before, one book at a time. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.
Hey guys, you'll never guess where I am. It's nice and quiet, and there's a ton of books. Okay, maybe you probably can. I'm coming to you from a library. I had an epiphany. I needed to be in an environment that was the most productive for me. I had been working from home. I have been working from home for quite a while with our businesses and studying for real estate, but it's easy to get distracted when you're in a house, and trying to create an environment that seems the most productive for you can actually be detracting. Let me explain. I'd be at home, I'd set myself up to work at the computer, and then I noticed that there were some extra cups around. So I'd pick them up, put them in the kitchen, and I realized, oh, there's extra dishes around. So I was like, okay, I have to clean, I have to create a nice sterile environment that would then allow me to have that clarity, that space in order to be productive and focus. But then I'd be like, okay, there's some clothes around. Okay, let me pick those up. I might put them in the laundry. Oh, there's more laundry to be done. I should probably get that out of the way so that I can be more productive. So you see where the problem was? I was doing some other little busy works that, yes, have to be done. I mean, those are kinds of essentials of life, is to make sure that you aren't just piling up with dirty dishes and laundry. But being productive on those, I was expending energy getting those things done in order to then do work, but then I wasn't saving enough time and energy to then get to the real work. I know that's why a lot of people do need to just get up, go to an office, and work from that space, because it sets you up for that. But a problem with working in an environment where you have coworkers or bosses or employees, they're going to be coming at you and physically interrupting your productivity. So where is it that I was most productive in my life? I reflected on it and I thought about my time in university, and hey, it's the library. The library was always my answer to my friends, my roommates that would be coming over and chatting with me, to studying at a coffee shop and getting distracted by the scents and smells. You know, I'd want more coffee or eat more food, and then I'd be more focused on people watching. I just have to find the place that I find is the perfect setup, the epitome of productivity. And hey, in most major places now, there is at least a little public library that you can go to. And it turns out this one here has a media lab set up with microphones and sound booth equipment. I mean, this is a dream. I'm hoping that I can come here and record a lot of episodes for you guys and give you a lot of new, better sounds. But what that gives me a chance to pose to you is, what is your most productive setting? What kind of environment works the best for you? Are you the kind of person that needs peace and quiet? Or are you the kind of person that thrives off the energy of others? See, that's where Luke and I come into differences with how we work. We have a home office, and when I can find that peace and quiet there, I do find myself pretty productive. But he likes the hustle and bustle of the coffee shop. He likes the ready-made coffee so that he doesn't have to get up and go for it. He likes the really strong, good Wi-Fi, because let's be honest, ours kind of sucks at home. And he also does enjoy that kind of commerce, that busyness, that in-and-out life that everybody is passing through Starbucks really quickly. It gives him some energy. To me, I'm so distracted. I will people watch. I will stop paying attention to what's at hand. So we don't really work on the same level there, but it's good to recognize that. And so it's good to recognize that in yourself. What kind of environment are you most productive in? This is where time blocking would really apply. If you're able to give yourself that time in that space, you are going to get your most important tasks done, your MITs. When we talk about our habit tracking with our goals in mind, we need to give ourselves time to do them. That's where it all comes down. And you protect your time block with a vengeance. That is your baby. That is yours to own and to persevere through. So if somebody takes up that time, whether it's emails or colleagues or a crisis, you know, life just happens. you owe it to yourself to give it back to you and to find that space. So with me, I looked at the hours of the library, and it looks like it's open from 9 a.m. most days till 5 p.m. And then even really late on Tuesdays, they're open pretty late in the evening. So if I get some stuff sidetracked in the morning, I could always resort to coming back here later in an afternoon or evening time. That's because I'm committed to myself to get my things done. How about you? Can you do that for yourself? Can you do that for your goals? Because these little habits, they deserve that time. That's our dedication, and that's the self-discipline that we have. And they say that through all of these books so far, that everything seems to work best first thing in the morning. So although 9 a.m. isn't as early as I get up, I can get some other tasks done first at home and then make sure I time block between 9 and 11 to do what I need to at the library when I commit myself to coming here. I don't think I'll be able to come here every day, because that's not realistic within the schedule that I have. But I'm going to give myself one day a week to make sure I come out to the library to do this. And hey, if that's where I do the recording for the Motivate Me Book Club podcast, so be it. That would be a really good bonus. You know, this is a space that gets that done. Maybe I can get it done more quickly or efficiently. Who knows? But I'm posing this to you. Think of your most productive environment and how you can create or find or go to it. You owe it to yourself, your goals, because that is how we are going to get through our lives and enjoy it the most, is working on the things that matter the most to us. So have a think about that and let me know. What is your most productive environment?
Today's episode is brought to you by My Virtual Healthcare. Take control of your healthcare right in the palm of your hands. Have access to a doctor 24/7, have no waiting room times or any extra fees. It does sound too good to be true, but it's your healthcare, your virtual healthcare. Go to my-virtualhealthcare.com to find out more and even sign you and your family up today. That's my-virtualhealthcare.com. This has been the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Gin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button to get the latest episode as it lands. Leave a rating, review, or comment to help us out, and share with friends the podcast, the book club, or even parts of the books that helped you. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.